And from Capitol Hill to national politics. Here's the lead from Slate.com's chief political writer, John Dickerson, on Monday. Quote, the best news for Hillary Clinton's campaign may be that it's headed over a cliff.
John joins us again. And John, so what's the next piece of good news for the senator, that she threw away the parachute?
Yeah, it's hard to confect a good piece of news for her, frankly. And she's got to wait. She's got to wait 3 weeks until she gets some good news again. She's lost now 8 contests in a row to Barack Obama, and the next chance she has comes on the 4th of March in Ohio and Texas. She'll have to weather the Wisconsin primary next week, where she's also not favored. So she's going to have to make her own good news, and it's a very tough environment in which to do so.
So Obama is expected to win both Wisconsin and Hawaii. That would be 10 in a row that he will have won. Does that mean that he has momentum now, momentum that is inescapable?
It does suggest that. We've had a long conversation in this election about the question of momentum, because we've had winners of a primary then go on to lose the subsequent one. Now, this is 10 in a row, however. The question for Hillary Clinton is whether the coalition that's allowed her to win some primaries up to this point will remain intact, whether women, whether older voters, whether downscale voters will all continue to sign up with her, and whether 10 victories by Obama can puncture. And I should also mention, of course, Latinos, which will be important in the Texas primary. So we really won't know about the power of Obama's momentum until we get to Texas and Ohio.
Well, we could find out in Wisconsin, John. You write about that in Slate in your latest posting, wondering why Senator Clinton is not campaigning there. Senator Obama is. What's the answer, do you think?
Well, it is a conundrum. I think the short answer is they don't have the money, and Obama has out-organized them and outspent them in Wisconsin. The reason it's puzzling is that the Clinton folks say, look, we will win the primaries in which there's not an overwhelming African-American population. Well, Wisconsin fits that bill. There are lots of rural and blue-collar voters in Wisconsin, and the Clinton folks say that's her base, so she should be able to pick them up. Bill Clinton also won that state twice. But it looks like the Clinton team is not going to fight tooth and nail for Wisconsin, instead putting all of their marbles on the Ohio and Texas contests.
The AP's chief political writer, Ron Fournier, has a very interesting piece today in his occasional column on Deadline. He's talked with Democratic insiders. Many of them, he finds, would not be at all sorry to see the Clintons lose, and that's how they phrase it. And he includes this from 2 unnamed senior advisors to Senator Clinton. The campaign feels the New York senator needs to quickly change the dynamic by forcing Obama into a poor debate performance, going negative, or encouraging the media to attack Obama. Pretty tough. Have you heard that? And what do you expect from the senator now?
Yes, I have. And Ron is a great reporter, so that comes right from inside. The problem for the Clinton folks, though, is that that list you just read is the list they've been giving for months, as Obama has been on the rise. It's been difficult for her to force play. In the debate, she does well. That's why she's been trying to get Obama to sign up to one every day if she could get it. So they will try to do all of those things. But they have not had success so far. The only thing they can hope is that now that Obama is the front runner, that voters may look at him in a slightly different way and take a second, harder look, because they know if they don't, he will sail on to the nomination.
Absolutely clear, in your view, Senator Barack Obama is the front runner for the Democratic nomination.
He is the front runner, and his campaign doesn't like that label, but he's the front runner. It's an amazing climb. He was for a long time, you know, well back of Clinton. So if he's winning and he's behaving like a front runner, he should wear the label proudly.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. John, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.